And the title of the message is the Protection Psalm. You can see the first verse of it up there, Psalm 91. A beautiful psalm, and for a while I've been wanting to speak about this psalm, so we pray that the Lord would just bless this word as we read into it, and that He would speak to us. It's called the Protection Psalm, and we're going to see why, and you're probably familiar with it anyway. Last week, the online service, we spoke about distractions that hinder our time and our communication with the Lord. And in the message, we said that we want to put them aside so that we could spend more quality time with the Lord. And rather giving way to distractions, we want to learn to live in the secret place of the Most High. In these last days, we want to be sure and need to be living under the shadow of the Almighty. We see what's going on in the world. We pray nothing escalates in the Middle East with this latest strike on Iran. We need to be under the shadow of the Almighty. So if we could turn to Psalm 91, we're going to read the entire psalm. Psalm 91. Now, for the most part, I'll be reading this particular psalm in the King James Version, but you can follow along in the NAS, which is in your pews. Give you a moment to turn to Psalm 91. Those online, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You will not be afraid for the terror burn by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For He will give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon you will trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So verse 1, on a daily basis, we want to be living in the secret place of the Most High. The secret place of the Most High, referring to a habitation with God, abiding with Him, as we have discussed many times, a shelter, a calm, restful place within the veil of the Holy of Holies. A place close to the Lord where we can have a sweet communion with Him. What better place could there be? We can be there when the distractions are put aside. The secret place of who? The Most High, the One who is exalted above all creation, superior to all, above the entire universe. Now he says, well, that sounds cliche. We know God's above the entire universe. But consider, as we have said in the past, 15 billion light years at a minimum from the Earth. Just to stop a minute, just to bring this point out, I know I've said it before, but it's pertinent now. Light could go from here to the moon in 1 1/3 seconds. If it could go from here to the moon in 1 1/3 seconds, how far could it go in one day? How far could it go in a month? You're way out of our solar system by now, way out of it. How far could it go in a year? If it could go from here to the moon in 1 1/3 seconds, how far could light go in a year? The definition of a light year is the distance that light could travel in 1 year. How far could it go in a year? How far could it go in 15 billion years? And the universe is believed to extend at least 15 billion light years from the Earth. How far could light go in 15 billion years? But that's just God's backyard. I mean, that's nothing to him. This is the Most High, the secret place of the Most High. We could be in communion in that secret place with this awesome God who is far beyond our wildest imagination. He is above all creation. He is above the entire universe and all its infinity, the sovereign ruler over all, the one who is exalted above the heavens. And you know what he says to us, and he's saying this morning, come unto me, as Jesus said in the Gospel of Matthew, or come closer to me. He wants us in that secret place with him. He's calling us in. He's inviting us. We want to be under the shadow of the Almighty, in the shadow and protection of the divine majesty. That's a comment from the Benson Commentary. To be in the shadow and protection of the divine majesty, in the shadow of the Almighty Protector. And when the Lord protects us, we're going to discuss, you're protected. The omnipotent Lord will shield all those who dwell with him. That's a line from something called the Treasury of David. No shelter is comparable to the shadow of the Almighty. In our nation, we have lost our moral compass, as is obvious. Good is regarded as evil, and evil as good. Lawlessness, rebellion, and sinful ways and ideas have become the norm. Iniquity knows no bounds. It actually gets annoying sometimes to watch the news or to read about it. Laws protect the criminals, but not faith-based concepts. In these sinful last days, we need to abide in the shadow of the Almighty. He's our only shield and protection in these evil days. We need to be in the shadow of the Almighty. And verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. He's our only true refuge. He is a fortress. He is a wall of protection around us in whom we can totally trust. A wall that cannot be penetrated, no way. The fortress of God is an unshakable refuge. Psalm 18 verse 2 tells us, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust. Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. The Almighty keeps us from the snares of the enemy. He keeps us from the purposes of Satan, who wants to destroy us. John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus said, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly." The Lord keeps us from the deadly pestilence. And as it says over here, he keeps us from the noisome, the deadly pestilence. He keeps us from the purposes of Satan. The deadly pestilence is also interpreted as the plagues of mischief. The Lord keeps us from the plagues of mischief. The Lord keeps us from the mischief that is all around us. Watch the news and see all the mischief and the evil that is occurring all around us. God is protecting us from it. And verse 4 is so beautiful. "He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler." In the NAS, it says his faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. And we're going to explain that. "He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will trust." God will cover you and shelter you. Think of an eagle with the large, strong wings. The Lord will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we can trust. Psalm 17, verse 8 states, "Hide me under the shadow of your wings. The outstretched wings of his power and love cover us from all harm." I want to repeat that. The outstretched wings of his power and love cover us from all harm. Protection from enemies, visible and invisible. Under his wings is a place of security and safety. Protection from any danger, not just any particular danger. The wings of the Lord are a protection from any danger, a powerful, gracious protection. I want to read something that was given to me. It's called God's Wings. An article in National Geographic several years ago provided a penetrating picture of God's wings. After a forest fire in Yellowstone National Park, forest rangers began their trek up a mountain to assess the inferno's damage. One ranger found a bird literally petrified in ashes, perched statuesquely on the ground at the base of a tree. Somewhat sickened by the eerie sight, he knocked over the bird with a stick. When he gently struck it, three tiny chicks scurried from under their dead mother's wings. The loving mother, keenly aware of impending disaster, had carried her offspring to the base of the tree and had gathered them under her wings, instinctively knowing that the toxic smoke would rise. She could have flown to safety, but refused to abandon her babies. When the blaze had arrived and the heat had scorched her small body, the mother had remained steadfast. Because she had been willing to die, those under the cover of her wings would live. And then Psalm 91, verse 4 is quoted. "He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge." Being loved this much should make a difference in your life. Remember the one who loves you, and then be different because of it. We can trust the Lord under the refuge of his wings. Verse 4, the second part of verse 4, His truth will be your shield and buckler, or the NIV says, His truth will be your shield and rampart. The word shield implies a large shield protecting the whole person. The faithfulness of God is a shield. Now, what is a rampart when it says, His truth will be your shield and rampart? A rampart is a defensive wall. The Lord's truth and faithfulness is a defensive wall for us. Verse 5, you will not be afraid of the terror by night or for the arrow that flies by day. Faith in God's truth and faithfulness will be a shield against the arrows of Satan that he shoots at us. Arrows of fright and doubt and fears. Arrows of mischief and destruction. Faith in God's truth and faithfulness will be a shield against the arrows of Satan. Verse 6 reads, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Don't be afraid of this. The plague or pestilence that stalks in darkness. In other words, not knowing when the plague or pestilence will come. Don't fear, because God sees and knows everything. He knows things before they happen. Nothing is hidden from Him. Don't be afraid of the destruction that lays waste at noon. Whenever a calamity occurs, whether it's whatever it is, destruction that wastes at noontime, don't be afraid, because we can always trust in the Lord. Now verses 7 and 8 are very pertinent. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. There can be distress and calamity all around you, but God can protect you from it all. Let me tell you a very true, impressive story now. Some of you I don't know may remember the man that used to sing here on special services, George Organian. I can see Diana's nodded. She remembers him. A very good soul. He was in World War II on the Western Front in Europe. And he knew the Lord, so he always had a Bible in his pocket over here by his chest. He was shot at. And I spoke to him about this. This is a true story. He was shot at. The bullet slid up his arm and went right into the Bible and stopped at the Bible. Want to talk about something bulletproof? You know where it stopped? Psalm 91. Protection Psalm. And I believe it was this verse. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. My brother David spoke to him also. He picked up the Bible and showed it to my brother. The bullet stopped at Psalm 91. When God wants to protect, He protects. His protection power and ability, the protection power and ability of God is beyond our wildest imagination. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, this is verse 9, if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, as we read in verse 1, then no harm will befall you, no disaster can come near your tent. And the verse reads, if you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near you. If you dwell in that secret place of the Most High, no disaster will come near your tent. Verses 11 and 12. For he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. If you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, even unseen angels will be with you and will keep you from harm and danger. How many times has an angel or angels kept us from a fall? And if we did fall, an angel may have helped us so that the fall would not be worse, such as bones being broken. God is there even when you fall. He is there. His angels are there. How many times has an angel kept us from a car accident? We call it a near miss. No, an angel was there. Could have been the Lord himself. How many times has an angel kept us from a car accident? I'm going to tell you another story. When my sister Ruth was a toddler, my mother was going to the shopping mall. Those of you who are familiar with Belleville, there's that strip mall on the corner of Franklin and Girolamo Street. And it's a very busy intersection. And she had my sister in the stroller. Like I said, my sister Ruth was a toddler at the time. And, you know, it was time for my mother, looked at the light, traffic light, it was time for her to cross the street. And she looked, started walking across the street. Well, she said this, and she told me this. Big Mac truck decided to make a turn off of Drama Street, not even looking. And my mother said, I saw the front grill of the truck coming at me. And she said, this is how people die. I'm going to die. And she shoved the stroller forward to get to the sidewalk across the street. She figured, if I die, the baby will live. She said, in a split second, she said, I don't know how it happened, I found myself on the sidewalk. Angels around? Yeah. Yeah. They certainly are. He will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They will bear you up in their hands. Angels are all around to protect us. Angels are around in civilian life and in wartime protecting the troops. Now, if you want to read something about an angelic intervention, there is a book called, I've read the book, it's beautiful. There's a book called Where Angels Walk, written by Joan Webster Anderson. If anybody wants information, I can give it to you after service. This is probably about 200 pages or so. In the book are true stories of angelic intervention. Very impressive stories. Verse 13. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Lion could represent violent foes, and the serpent, the cobra, could represent secret malignant foes. The Lord will take you through obstacles and difficulties, even those that threaten your life. God will take you through it. And if God says you're not going to die, you're not going to die. Remember, this time last year, March 10th, I had my quadruple bypass surgery. I could have easily died on the table. God kept me alive. He said, no, you're going to live. God did that. I had an excellent physician, but God did it. My heart was in someone else's hands, in human hands. But you know whose hands it was really in? Jesus' hands. I owe everything to him. Okay, verse 14. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him because he acknowledges my name. If you love God, he will protect you and deliver you from all harm. He'll always be there for you. Verse 15, he will call upon me and I will answer him. Isaiah 54:24 says, and it shall come to pass, and no, I believe it's 64, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. In current times, these end times in which we are living, we need to be dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. We need and want to be under the shadow of the Almighty. Only God can keep us from the sin and the iniquity and the corruption and the lawlessness that surrounds us in today's world. If we are under the shadow of the Almighty, we will not have to live in fear or anxiety, worrying about our future or the future of the world. In the shadow of the Almighty, our lives are in His hands. The Lord has everything under His control and will protect and care for His people and safely take them into His kingdom. So I'm going to stop there.